The sugi of Atzmos is extremely choshev. Nekuda mekazis, you could say, we call it in the sugi of Atzmos. Atzmos was geshmak. For me, it was very geshmak until now. Atzmos was geshmak tonight. My mamash, it's going to reach different levels. You want to open up the sugi of Atzmos in Machshava. Machshava. Atzmos in Machshava. In the cup. Normal, when people work on Atzus, if anybody works on Atzus, those who do work on Atzus, so we work on Atzus in the goof. Atzus is nicer, that's stack of the trap, from here to that's where Atzus, the mocking, we work on Atzus. So when we see Hashem, the goof is covered, it's heavy, he doesn't like to move. The shmooze of Atzus is usually covered meiser, getting to the base measures in time. The Seder in time, getting to the Shir in time, schlepping yourself to Musa Seder, getting to Davening in time, bringing out the garbage, getting up doing a Meiser, whatever my physical Meiser has to do, that's a Sugya of Matzos, and the Taka is the race of Sugya. Navada, that has Kadima, that's Taka, the first Sugya. First sin, and maybe Hashem wants to work on Matzos, the Aleph Beis is to work on getting his body where it has to be at the right time, quickly. Proper time and quickly. Rather, that's true, and that's rather from a major part of the Sugya of Matzot. But the Be'emes is for the Bnei Aliyah, there's another Chelik of Matzot, which is just as Choshev and probably just as Rochav, maybe even more, it's even greater. And that's Atzlos and Kav. Chazanishin, the third letter, it's Chelik. He talks about Atzlos, so Atzlos is the Iker Menei of Bittul Torah. It's Lashon, he says, Atzlus spreads itself out on the Tenua and on the Machshava. It's Lashon. It parks itself in the Tenua and the motion of a mensch and the Machshava. And this is something that we don't work on. And that's one of the reasons why we don't get so far places in life. Because if we shtelavek in the beginning of this man, in the beginning of the Indian, that Ba'ifin Kalali, when we're working on Atzlus, Be'etzim deciding how much productive people we're going to be in life. That's Be'etzim. The Iker deciding factor of how productive a person is going to be. How much is he going to advance? How much is he going to go? Binyanim on top of binyanim, building. That's going to decide how much he's misakin midas atzos. Midas atzos is the meter, like we saw, that grounds a person and just holds him back from moving, because that's what Atzlus doesn't want. Atzlus doesn't want to be moved, to be pushed, to be pressured, to go anywhere, to formulate anything. It just wants to stay like a blob. Nothing. Garnished. The heft of Atzlus is one to be garnished. It wants to be garnished. It wants to be nowhere. Don't have to move anywhere. Don't have to go. So if we spoke about that, benegia to the goof, kav l'chaymer, benoishel kav l'chaymer, I can't say enough times when we're talking about the brain. What makes a person, where is the source of productivity in the person? Everything is in the brain. The moyach of all the avarim in the person. That's the melech of the mensch. In the svarim, they refer to the moyach as the odom sheba odom. The moyach is the odom sheba odom. The seichel of the mensch is the odom sheba odom. For those who are learning the Dharm now, there's a reference to them, the Sugis from Nidre Oinsim, Nidre Shkagis. That's in the Sugin Shuas, it's brought down in the Rishonim. If a person makes a neder ba'inus u'b'shkaga, Shvur b'anis b'shkog, it's not chal. Why not? Pasuk says it. So Odom b'shvur. It says in you make a shvur, you have to be an Odom. Zohar Rashi in Shvur is daf vav min aleph. If libcha not alecha, if b'shas ma'isi, your mind wasn't totally aware and cognizant of the ramifications of what you're doing in the nether. So it's felt an Odom. Odom. It felt an Odom. The mensch is the Odom. The seichel. This is the ikar of the mensch. Famous Moshal, the Chavizal Vavis, he talks about people doing the mitzvah sanashim of the mother. He says it's Moshal Ma'ad Avedema, a person has many limbs. It's Moshal Ma'ad Avedema, saying accurately the Moshal, and look at Bifnim now. I think he says it's like someone has a guest, maybe a melech. And he says he has to greet him. He says he stays in the back room the whole time, doesn't come out to greet. He sends out his maids and his kids and then his wife, and he doesn't come to meet him. He stays in the back room. Mitzvah Nashim Lamadah, you shake the lulav, you send out your other limbs, you send out, your brain stays home, your brain, that's you, that's the anchor of the mansion, it stays there. They say over then, Kel, tremendous, the Seichel, the Das, the Koyach HaSeichel, Shlitas HaSeichel. So they had a meaning that they used to have a separate towel when they bathed, they used to have a separate towel they used for the head. So they wouldn't use the same towel that they use for the rest of the body for the head. They should remind themselves, the head, the anders, not the same thing, the head's anders, ach. The head, thus is the mensch. So, the head is the mensch. That's mamish the mensch. Kapshuta, it's everything is totally the lev and the seichel. Aber, if the seichel is the mensch, so think about the Yetzer Vatzis. The imamish has it out. It's perfect. It's gevaldik. The uncle's working on his atzlis. He's working on it. Days, for years. He schleps himself to the base of Medrash. He schleps himself there. And then, gevaldik. All of a sudden it parks into the seichel. The seichel. Atzlis. Lazy mode. So, ma ho ibu chachom mitakanosa. You're in the base of Medrash. You're there. Your body's there. You worked on it so much. Of your brain remains atzlis. The Yitzhar of Atzas and the Midas of Atzas, which all it wants is to leave the person as one big nothingness. It won, and maybe lost the battle, but it won the war. Al Kama, Al Seichel, and Al Machshavel is Shnishlat, or they Midas of Atzas, we're never going to get anywhere in life. And this is the Fiyah Emes, is B'yas Addictive. We're talking about the whole time Atzas, same ideas that we're speaking about in the Guf apply to the same Svaras, the mechanics that apply to the Guf, apply to the Machshavel. But I want to move it over and bring out the point that we have to work it and apply it to the brain, because many times we don't think about it. And Fakir, this is the ikr. Any serious Eved Hashem knows this is what the ikr, this is what decides how productive a person is going to be. Let's talk, open up the sugi a little bit about Atzlus in the Moyach. Atzlus in the brain, in the cup. But from here to timing, that's Atzlus in the cup. There's a reason why people don't usually work on it. L'chur, it's Taka Natcha. What's atzlus in the cup? Atzlus is when there's exertion. The body, this 250-pound guy, got to move. He's got to move. It's not so simple. It's a slip. It's a push. It's a drag. And with the brain, what's atzlus in the cup? The cup is l'chur more of thinking. The thinking is not such a physical. It's not called spiritual, but it's not. It's thinking. What's the difficulty of thinking? And then side to side, you're thinking. What's atzlus in the cup? Because I'm a person not thinking b'chal. Person's quite always thinking something's going through those brain waves. So, what tak is the mokam of atzlus in the seichel in the moach? So that's all I open up tonight. It's a sugi ruchava. It's geshmak. It's unbelievable when you open up a sugi, you see how much there is. It's a velt. It's a velt sholei in our cup. What goes on in our brain? It's not even entirely fear. We're opening up a sugi. That's a sugi atzuma. We need to open up. We need to work on it. Abisrael is Pesach, the Geras HaMusa, the famous Geras HaMusa with the Hagdor of a mensch. You want to use him, Be'etzim, this is the psicha to understand Atzlus. Abisrael says that Be'etzim, if you really break down a person's life, since the acre of a person's life is a seichel, Be'etzim is a war going on between two forces in a person's head. There's a war going on between two different forces. And that's a constant battle. And that's the story of a person's life. the two different koiches that both reign in a person's mind. They both can be used for good and both used for bad. But one, the ikr, is the ikr koyach of the mayach, and the other one is the one that's very dangerous. What are those? There's something called seichel, he calls it seichel, it's koyach of seichel. And then there's the koyach of dimin. He says the following: Ha'adam chafshi b'nimyoinai. Adam chafshi b'nimyoinai. He's magdeh. His psiche is magdeh. It's the lashes. It's trying to say Magdor. The taitch of dimin is chafshi. It's free. Freelance. It's free. Total world of freedom. It's a world of freedom. Va'asur b'maskalai. The seichel, he's bound by a seichel. The Bessel continues to go on to say what I just said before, that the Dimyan is an enemy of the person, and when it takes over the person, forget about it. You're lost. You're always Adam. You felt in the Adam. And you have to try to make sure that the Seichel Chelik, the Seichel, the Koyach, the function of Seichel in the brain, it's not the function, it's the Mahat, the Koyach, the force of Seichel is reigning in your head. That's what he goes on to say. But the Ezra Hashem that we want to talk about tonight is that the Dimyan, that mode, the Dimyan mode, that's what we call the Dimyan mode, the Seichel mode, the Dimyan mode, that's the world of Atzlus. Atzlus tries to, as much as it could, that the Dimyan mode should be working in your brain. And with that, again, all the destruction of Atzlus, like we spoke about, all the hashchosa, the ash, the springs, the grounding, the not letting you go anywhere in life, that comes from Dimyan. And here I want to make a chash about Gosha. He made this Gosha, similar to Gosha, in the beginning of this man, I want to apply it here also. Many times, Vadim, different people, they work on Dimyan. They work on Dimyan. This is the Hemshech of the Maimor of the Hemshech, the Ikar of the Geras over there is talking about this Chelik of Dimyan. But we talk about Dimyan, we talk about the bad, positive bad parts of Dimyan. We talk about Machshav Yisroyes, Hirurim Roy. We talk about the terrible thoughts of Chet that the mind could go to. And it's taka true. When Dimyan Shalit on a person, it can bring him all kinds of fantasies, all kinds of Machshavas of Taivas, Machshavas of plans of Chet, Zmomims. All kinds of terrible things. And that's true. And that's a sukkah of an atzma. But like we brought in the beginning of this man, atzlus, we called it, I think that was on the term then. That's what I like the word. It's a silent enemy. Atzlus is different. Atzlus is talking about the koyach ha-dimyan. We're talking about extremely harmless thoughts. Harmless. The guy nothing about anything bad. Totally harmless. Totally. The chifts of the thoughts are totally inconsequential thoughts. Totally. None. About the Mets, thinking about what I'm going to do tomorrow, one thing about that. But you think about during Nila, what was he doing during Nila? Inconsequential thoughts. Totally. And that's why it's so, you don't really ever work on this. Like, what's the problem? But let's be madish, this is the Sugya of Atzlus. Like we saw in the beginning of his man, each thought by itself, it's not so bad. But the question is, where are you going in life? Was your brain made to think about and Sam, everything in the world, with the cars in the street, that's what your brain was made to think about? We want to take this of Yisrael, who talks about Dimyan. We want to speak about Dimyan specifically tonight about the Chiluk of Atzlus. Harmless thoughts, mitzarecha, mitzar sheni, that entrenches your whole mitzias in Atzlus. It makes you a totally unproductive person, a person who's not advancing, but mokum that the seichel is supposed to take him to different levels, a different world. It's supposed to be productive. That's the mokum of production. That's the general of the person. That's who calls the shots. That's the manager. That's who controls everything. The person makes him into a garbage man. Nothing. Garbage. Nothing's coming out of that. That's what we want to try to... That's the script for tonight. That's what we're concentrating. We're concentrating on the Dimyan, but not even the bad things. Just taking you... Oy seichel. Making you oy seichel. The heft of the Dimyan is... They shouldn't be b'seichel. Let's open it up. If you look at the seichel, like I started before, one would think, Atzlus doesn't want to think b'chla, but if you're thinking, what's the difference if you're thinking with your seichel, you're thinking with your dimyan? So the answer is, it's a big chilek. And me, this Atzlus is not bothered about. A person could be medamen, thinks, the dimyan could be roilich, roilich, the entire day, and it doesn't bother an Atzlus that he was in. It stims totally with the mahal of Atzlus. Seichel, that the seichel, the person should be using his seichel, and using his seichel in the proper way, building thoughts, thought after thought after thought, is one of the hardest things for Hassas. Hassas hates that. Like, it has an aversion to that. It hates that. It can't stand that. It wants to avoid that. But Dinyan, it's not bothered by Bechal. Why? What's the difference? It's not even a mashal. Very simple. Achar Dinyan also. The Emes says, yes, the Seichel is one of the Ivorim that never stops working. Seichel, since the Chefza of the mention, never stops working. Remember, every normal person sleeping, the Seichel has been playing all the time. So it's true, it's not. But there's Dinyan and Seichel. When I was in camp, he took us to water parks. So I remember there was in the water parks. There was one of the slides was, I think, if I'm saying correctly, it was called Lazy River. You know, it was called Lazy River. What was the difference between that and the other ones? Most of them, there was like a positive current that you and flying forward. And Lazy River was just sounding your tube and like that. So the guy's moving. He's moving. But the question is, he's moving himself or he's being schlepped? You're moving yourself or you're being schlepped? If you mavchin, and again, we don't think about too many things, but if you mavchin, this is the chilak yisoidi between dimyan, the function of dimyan in the mind, dimyan, and seichel. Dimyan, the tons of thoughts. Guy's thinking about a million things. Aber, he's what I call gliding and sliding. He's not steering. He's not channeling. He's not fearing his mind where he wants his mind to go. He's not pushing it anywhere. It's gone. It's okay. You ever notice Dimyan? The way Dimyan works, it works totally like, again, going back to my childhood, I remember we used to play a game called Telephone. I don't know if you still play the Telephone, Bogan Telephone, I remember what it was called. One guy says one thing, another guy says something, and says, yeah, look at the sky. It's beautiful. Oh, yeah, I flew in El Al on the fly. Yeah, I lost my luggage in El Al. And my luggage was sneakers. And I used to play basketball. And I followed Knicks. Patrick Ewing. Guy goes all over the place. Guy's flying all over the place. But Shaykhis. No Shaykhis. If you follow your mind when Dinyan is working, you'll see that's exactly the way it works. When you're spacing out, a little Shmanesu usually, and you're going all over the place. Yeah? What happens? Is there any connection? Is it a Seder Dikabinyan like this? It's one thought, and on that I'm building another thought, and on that I'm building another thought, and then I'm. No, it's not Bechal. You go from one thing to another thing to another thing. We're having for lunch, and my wife, and I have to speak to him. And it goes all the place. Why? What's the difference? So if you're mamik, you see, there's the difference. Shaz, are you going like this? Or are you going, it's gliding. What's gliding? Hebrew, it's called liglosh. It's liglish. Slides, slips. You slip down the slide. Demon slips. That's the way it works. That is not a steer to Atzis. That's exactly what Atzis wants. Again, we spoke in the beginning of the Zman, Atzlis doesn't have any ulterior motive. It's not. It just wants to stay in a matziv where nothing's pushing it. There's no pressure, nothing's pushing it. Lazy river. Beautiful. Atzlis is so important that the mind should remain in a lazy state. It should just remain in a matziv where a person is just... The second you want to start controlling your mind, harnessing your mind, and I am your tatsus. That's going places, that's doing things, that's pushing, that's exertion. Talk to Rabbi Yisrael. Dimin is chofshi. It's free, it's freelancing. There's no gedarim, there's nothing. We'll see soon another gedarim chofshi. But the first thing is that it's, you're not osur. Osur means harnessed. It's harnessed. In order to use your seichel, you have to harness your mind, you have to concentrate. You have to steer and stay on top of the game. You gotta keep on paying attention. You can't just go let loose. Dimyan is on the mode, you can let loose. No pressure, no. So what happens? You come, Sukkot the Zimmer Shabbos, by me, it's a half an hour. Come on time. It's a half an hour choice. So you're really forced to get there on time, get out of bed. You get there on time. All of a sudden, you're there. And the brain, all of a sudden, it's a time to be everywhere except for the tefillah. Except for the tefillah. This is the story of really ruining most people's lives. We're in davening. I mean, it's embarrassing to think about. The other parts are embarrassing about Hanogan tefillah. A lot of embarrassing things. But one of the embarrassing things is the percentage of amount we concentrate in tefillah. I don't know. It's very, very, the word, the statistics will be very sad. If we say
If we say 100,000 words in tefillah, I don't know if there's 20 words we got. My average person, no, seriously, how many words is he thinking b'shas ma'isa? The purish of the words. Purish davar. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a kli otzum called tefillah. A person could be going places with tefillah. First of all, what you could do with tefillah on any given day. It's not the time to talk about it, but it's unagvul. It's unagvul. You could touch a Kadosh Baruch Hu lashon chazanish. It's a mata ois. A magic wand, he calls it. Tefillah, you could push a Kadosh Baruch Hu whoever you want. Not only that, you could be glowing places in tefillah. You could get a bit more of time and build yourself in tefillah. Instead, a person's there. I say this sometimes. The most, it's like a statement of solidarity to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I came here. I want to be together with you. That's the most. Anything to more than that, it's not too much more than that. Okay, up here. Salute a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Gval. What about the words of the tefillah? Nothing. Why? One of the major reasons, part of the reason is because we don't have, could be because we don't have a David. That's another shmuz. One of the major reasons is it's pashut easier. It's great. You feel like you had shaykhs to tefillah. We didn't do anything in the tefillah. You dipped yourself into the parasha of tefillah because your body was there. But your brain was in a matz of zero productivity from the tefillah. Zero productivity. Like, take it easy. Kishma. This goes into tefillah. This goes into Seder. This goes into a Shir. Seder. Person comes. He already got there. I think to concentrate on every word, it's not force. It's a very chash of zach. When we talk about using your brain in Seichel, it's not positive force. People think it's concentrated force, it's not force. It's just being on top of it. It's not letting it go by itself. It's being on top of it. It's like steering it. Steering it. That's it. It's just steering it. Don't let it go by itself. You gotta be steering it. But that takes an exertion. That takes some exertion. It's gotta be on your game. Gotta be on your game. Imagine a half an hour Pesukah Zimmer on Shabbos on your game the whole time, thinking about it. Because the brain could explode. That's Atzlus speaking. If your brain could explode, that's because Atzlus is speaking. That's because your mind, you never developed. Zrizus HaMachshava. Again, what's Zrizus HaMachshava? Not a person speaking 50, not an Elu, thinks 100 thoughts. It's not the Rekuda. Because your brain should be on. Your brain should be on, instead of being led to everywhere in the world, you should be on top of your brain, Pashut. You should be fearing your brain. You should be manning your brain. You should be harnessing your brain. Atzlus. I want to make Indian Lingan the whole same thing, but another Nakuda. There's another way. Atzlus is Mizbate in our functions of our thought process and doesn't allow the Seichel. And this is the ability, I say it a lot of ways, there are so many functions. The brain is the most marvelous clue that a person has. It's unbelievable. It's a physical, different abilities that a brain has. It's a spiritual. It's endless, the possibilities the brain offers the person and what a brain could do with how many different functions at the same time. But one of the coolest of a seichel is, it's unbelievable, it has the unbelievable to plan things out and bring them down the Maisim. And this is another Havana in what Rabbi Yisrael says, another point. And he says, the demon is chafshi, and the brain is also tied down. Another thing that this Rabbi means, he means tied down to the floor, to this world. One of the biggest problems of the brain is the brain is thoughts, and there's a chpiyud between machshav and Maisim. We so many times have thoughts, good thoughts, and sometimes we call them even resolutions. And it's real. The first step of the machshava, when the machshava comes to a hakara that I must do this, is very real. But the question is, what do I do with that then? From that point on, does the dimin take over, or does the seichel be mashal? Why do mashal? First, give you a mashal in yonei dechol, and then we'll move over to yonei dekodesh. A person makes a real dilep, so a real achlot. I'm going to be a millionaire. Well, the misogin today, maybe a million is not worth five mekvesnish. What am I going to be? I'm going to make a big. I'm going to make a big. It's a resolution. It's a beautiful resolution. But for that to come to Maisa, takes a lot of work. The Seichel is 100%, when it's working, again, unfortunately, most people, they don't work their Seichel, they don't take this Gevaldige clean, they're not in charge of it, they're not in control of it. When the Seichel is working, it's 100% Maisa. It starts dying, and it says, okay, Gevaldige revolution, it's very real. Let's talk about Maisa, it's a beautiful thought. But what happened the last time we went to make a million? Why did it go wrong? It starts making a cheshbon. Okay, now if you want to do it, are you going to go on winter vacation next week? What's the winter vacation? I want to go on winter vacation next week. Is making $1 million going to stim with going on winter vacation next week? I'm not sure. How much do I have to study? How many people do I have to talk to? How much money do I have to invest? The seichel starts making cheshbonis al pi cheshbonis, many being mevarer, being shoykel. It starts going in a very lemaisa de goifin, and many, I'm giving you Rashi Prokim, but building opinion, building a plan, and checking it, and asking questions, trial and error, being mevarer, until something comes out of that. Most people, as they come up with a starker resolution, which itself required for them to become $1 million, and the demon comes in. Because the next thing about being lemaisa, atzlus etza. Even more than the etzim exertion of cheshbon things, do you realize what happens when you're making things lemaisa? That means you're bringing yourself in tremendously precious matzav. You're bringing yourself in a matzav where it has to come out lemaisa. If it comes out lemaisa, it's going to be mechayiv you. If things are going to come out lemaisa, if I'm checking out something lemaisa, this is the biggest broch for atzlus. You're stuck. You're going to be in a shibud. You're going to be in a shubit. Atzlus loves dimin. What does dimin do? Dimin dances around what happens. Lashon when we saw the hemshir is dimin is oilich shoyvik. Goes like this. Dimin goes like this. Okay, $1 million. So dimin starts saying, "One second, $1 million. I'm going to make $1 million. What am I going to do with $1 million? That's the first thing he does. Dimin starts thinking about all the things he can do with $1 million. All of a sudden, he starts picturing himself on a yacht going to Hawaii. Then the next picture, guys, Chol Chodesh, he's giving $1 million to the mirror. That's the next picture. And then he's sitting up front, you know, by the Sea of Mashas. He's sitting up front. Person starts thinking. And Billy Guzma, a person could sit an hour. Medimian is going about all of a sudden being Mishtashay already. What is he going to do with $1 million? He didn't make any $1 million. The only thing he did come was a Merushan. That was also something. But he didn't. After an hour of being Medame, what are you going to do with it? Yeah? What do you do? What comes out of Lamaisim then? Maybe you buy a lottery ticket. Maybe. Maybe the only thing about it is a lottery ticket. That's the only thing about Lamaisim. No, but look at the lumdis. There's a very deep lumdis here. Look at the lumdis. There's a big thing. The seichel took you further. The seichel, when you continued, it took you further. It advanced you. The dimyan managed to not advance you. It danced around. And it's very mishtasheya. And it has the maila of feeling. Because Kaneira, the person, had a resolution of getting $1 million. He had a certain real resolution. And the dimyan is so happy with that, it's dancing around with that already. And it feels great about it. And it could go on, man. Gorge, it doesn't bring you anywhere. I gave you a dogma about $1 million. The same thing about finishing the sechta. The same thing with a person's machlit, he finally has to chazer. The same thing with a person is machlit, that he has to change his musa seder. Any hachlota that a person makes, the atzlus, brings him dimyan. Ground zero. You already made a decision now, and the atzlus brings you back to nothing. Back to nothing. We took two be'etzem dugmois, but our point was to show tonight that there's a sudya atzuma ma'oid in the seichel, and if a person is not going to work on developing control of his seichel, which is a tremendous avoid and midas atzlus, which again you can work on the go from the seichel together, but if atzlus is going to be kaveh amokun in your brain, so then it's always you're gonna be stuck in it. You're going to be spacing out all the time. And you're going to be that person who doesn't build. There are these people that you say a good svara. It's so it's so long. It's a sad story of life. You say it's good svara, no seder. Most people, they're finished. At that point, the seder, they're finished. They don't realize, but they're etzem, they take off, they take a break the rest of the seder. Because once you said a good svara, the person who builds his control of the seichel, he goes. That svara now, let me go use it in the other rishon. What is the other rishon all about it? And then, if I use it in that region, go back to what we said 2 weeks ago, and that's the way a person of Baal Seichel. And he builds, and he builds, and he builds. The Seichel's unbelievable function. It's unbelievable. You know what it can do? It's better than a computer. But we're not in control of the Seichel. The Seichel's off. We're using 10% of the Seichel. One of your eyes, I think, this whole sugya is Mulim as a Chazal. Chazal says, it's Gemara, it's more Baba Vasa, famous Gemara. It's a psukim in the Parshas Chukah, Shtein Pasuk. Al Kein Yoimu HaMoish Lemboyu Cheshboin. Tibona Visikoinein Ir Sichon. Zog me Chazal, who is this Moish Lem? Al Kein Yoimu HaMoish Lem? Eilu HaMoish Lem B'Yitzvim. The Moish Lem is referring to Moish Lem B'Yitzvim. Who is HaMoish Lem B'Yitzvim? Zog Chazon Chazal, Eilu HaYitzvim Boyu Cheshboin. There are people in this world that think. There are people that the Gemara calls them Mechashvin. There are people that use the Seichel. And part of using the seichel is you make cheshbonos. What's the consequences of what I'm about to do? What's the consequence? Yeah, it's very geschmack to have a very geschmack of chavuso, who is very geschmack. But the dryer chavuso might be much more productive in learning. Have some mitzvah, can I get a vera? That's what they do. They start thinking about things. They don't just go with their impulses. They think about things. They use the breichel, the seichel. The seichel has its own little trait. Have some mitzvah, can I get tzchor? The sarve, the can I get a seder? That's the motion mitzvah. What's the hemshech apostle? Chazal darshan, it's not the poshab shah. Poshab shah. Zong chazal, tibon of sikoinin. That builds you. When you think, it builds you. It's a process, it's a binyan. Seichel advances you, it builds you. However, ir sichon is going to the next verse. Who's ir sichon? Ir sichon is going on ki eish yotza mecheshven. There are other people who is the exact opposite of the mechashven. They're called the einu mechashven. And they, an eish is going to go out and eat them alive. That's what Pasuk says. What does the Pasuk say? Look at the Gemara says. What does the Gemara say? Who is these people? Ir sichon meisim adam atzmai ki ayir zeh. Ayir is like a wild donkey. This is the opposite of a person who thinks and makes cheshbonos all the time. Who's seichel's making cheshbonos. Before we get into what the ish is, I have a dig. What's it talking about, these people? It's talking about people who go bust a typhus. Usually typhus is not called sichano. It's called typhus. Sichano. Sichano is pleasant. It's a pleasant speech. Babe. I think it's Murumis and Hazal over here that's talking about hospice. Sichano means what we talk about. It means take it easy. Sichano means not the person who's thinking about osedik things. Not what we're talking about. Come on. The opposite of the mechashiv in the pure. The reason why the brain doesn't want to be mechashiv because it's much easier to think about unconsequential things. Much easier for your brain. Just yeah, maybe yeah. Sichano, take it easy. Why? Lazy river. No, saying I'm like, what's my raya? Shtei do'esh. What's the ish here? Person doesn't make cheshbonis, he gets an eish. Eish usually is the eish of Gehenim. Rashi shtel su, this is a different eish. It's also in Gehenim, but it's a different type of eish. Rashi shtel su is a previous Gemara. It's the eish of the Gemara that Rishu Yisharm brings in Rishu Yisharm. The Gemara says that the osed lovoi, odom en nichve mechuposo yishol chavir. Rashi Eliyahu brings that. This is an eish that the person sees his friend that he went to get on high school with. And he sees this guy finish Shas 15 times, this guy made 15 chesed organization. This guy is mechanech his kids, kid a boy. He has great shalom bias. He has all his neighbors like it. And you were men, you ended up just pushing, stam, nothing. When you come to Osim Lava and you're burned, why are you burned? Let's talk about the Eish of an Einish. You're burned by the realization of how unproductive you are compared to your family. You're nichve. Oy lo yisri klima, oy lo yisri busha. Zok to Rashi, when you go to Basu, this is the Eish. This is okay. With Darkeinu, this is what we're bringing out. We're going to start in the beginning of this man. The Sugya of Atzlis, the Shrek of the Sugya of Atzlis, the urgency of the Sugya of Atzlis is not, you're not doing anything to frelich. You could space out your entire life. You could be that person who has good thoughts and doesn't do anything with them because he dances around them 15 times. Yeah, harmless guy. You're not the worst guy in the world. But garnished. There's going to be an Eish there. You're going to see that other person. Why? Because Sichano. Because it was much easier. And that's what's pushing trends in your life. That's just the easy link. That's what it wants. That's just wants to stay in sweatpants. Stay in sweatpants. Stay there. No one will go anywhere. That's all. This is the sugi we opened up tonight. It's unfortunate I can't open it more. Dachzach is a sugi at summa mo'id. Sugi of atzlus and moyach. Na'odom sheba odom. If the Yitzhar has you over there, you're going to remain extremely, I'm talking, unpredictable person. Extremely. That's where everything is. We have to be klilo machshava and seichel into the sugya of Jesus and Atzis.